This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to cover today. Latest on the corona outbreak and updates. Apparently New York is going to start sectioning off a certain area to decontaminate. Hard to do in a city like New York. Pretty big metropolis there. So we're going to talk about how that's going to play out. Also, your medical tax deductions. There's a lot of things you guys could write off. We're now up to like 20 cents a mile. A lot of you guys spent a lot of money on health type stuff last year, and you could still write a good amount of it off. So I'm going to kind of break those down too. I might Facebook Live that because there's a lot of information to cover. Not the most exciting segment whenever we do accounting on this show. You know, accounting, sorry guys, we need accountants, but kind of not the most exciting field. But if you're going to save money, it's exciting. So I'll probably do another segment on that. But, you know, I've been asked about Joe Biden in some of his gaffes, and, you know, I think he's, you know, cussed, you know, at some of the people he was trying to attract to be voters, and, you know, had some slip-ups, you know, like, you know, running for Senate, even though he's running for president, and that. And, you know, I might not agree with a lot of Biden's politics, but I kind of admired him. You know, good-looking guy who's been able to be, you know, a part of the, you know, political world for so long and, you know, be able to, you know, gain as much traction as he could after an Obama presidency. You know, I like to kind of step back, putting politics aside, and just kind of see what people did, you know. And I, you know, I have respect, you know, even for Bernie Sanders, all right? You know, trust me, there has been some stuff that a lot of the candidates have said that I completely disagree with, very inappropriate, you know, anti-Israel, things like that. But again, being an American, you know, they have that, we are fighting for people to be able to have that freedom of speech. And so, you know, I'll sometimes kind of separate myself with some of the crap they're saying and just kind of look at what they've accomplished. And I got to admit, Bernie Sanders, what, he's 78 years old. I mean, pretty impressive for him to almost make the Democratic ticket. He's probably not going to. Joe Biden, 77. Donald Trump is 74 now? 73. Donald Trump is 73. Elizabeth Warren is 70. So there's a lot of talk on why are the candidates older? You know, where are all the young ones? And when are you too old to be president? So, big discussion has been surrounding dementia. When Trump got elected, people were asking, you know, does he have dementia? You know, does he have narcissism? Does he, you know, everybody wants to diagnose people. You know, what's his cholesterol like? And the same thing with Biden. You know, is he having memory loss? Is he losing his filter? You know, you don't necessarily want to be cussing while you're stumping for your campaign. But if somebody said that cussing was a sign of dementia, then you're going to have to put me away because all I do is cuss. You know, not on air, though, not on air. But, you know, so, you know, signs of dementia, just to kind of put that to rest, is, you know, having memory loss, lack of judgment of things that you've had before, you know, losing your filter and doing some inappropriate things, you know, and you know, showing a decline of your previous function. Now, with Trump, the reason why the dementia thing didn't follow is we believe Trump was always like that, without a filter, you know, would say things, do things, or whatever. So you can't call it dementia if he's not really declining, and, you know, and this is the way he always is. But if Biden was always smooth and calm and collected and now is looking like he's, you know, kind of having some missteps, then you worry, you know, is there a change, you know, with you know, his mentation and cognition, or is stress getting to him? You know, people are bringing up, look, it's stressful. It is stressful, you know, but it's going to be stressful to run the presidency. So the question keeps coming back, you know, why is our political field, you know, so prominently represented by people in their 70s? Now, mind you, my mom is 75, and she is still smart as a whip, and smarter than me, smarter than I could ever be. You know, people in their 70s, you know, are, it's like the new 50, okay? And so, you know, we don't want to discredit, you know, the abilities of people who are seniors. You know, I think a senior can run the country fine. I think Ronald Reagan did a good job. No, I don't want to mention Jimmy Carter. Was it Eisenhower? Eisenhower was, I think, in his 50s, 60s. I think Eisenhower even had a heart attack. But, and I got to be very, very careful with the presidents I choose here. You know, who I thought did a good job. So I don't have a problem with Biden being president if he's in his late 70s. All right. I don't have a problem with Trump being 73, turning 74. Elizabeth Warren being 70, turning 71. But it does kind of beg the question, where are the younger candidates and why aren't younger candidates making having more success in winning these primaries? Well, maybe it's because some of the younger people, like, let's say, Ocasio-Cortez, they might intimidate older people. They might be looked upon as too rambunctious, as too, you know, aggressive, as we got nothing to lose, we're immortal. And people think, well, an older individual is scarier because they could be going through dementia and they could hit the red button or whatever, not that the button's red. But that the opposite might be holding true, where people think somebody, a young whippersnapper or whatever, would be, you know, just too erratic, too unpredictable. Also, Bernie Sanders had pointed out that a lot of younger people aren't as politically active as older people are. Younger people have stuff to do. You know, they have more of a, well, you know, things are going to change. You know, millennials especially have kind of the attitude of, look, you know, whatever we have now is going to change. And, you know, we don't have the control that the baby boomers had. And so if they don't feel like they have the control, they may not be as inclined to vote, just like the Generation Zers. So, you know, the whole kind of landscape is this idea of, you know, older people may be like, well, I want someone established, I want somebody experienced, and, you know, baby boomers are still the biggest generation out there. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, keep those questions coming. Love to hear them. You could email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or at drdahlia, spelled out, at hotmail.com. Okay? Sorry for the lack of creativity. So, so medical tax deductions. There are medical and dental expenses that you could write off. And we talk about this every year, not because I want to put you guys to sleep, but because, you know, you could save some money. You know, a lot of us spend buku bucks on our health insurance, or not the health insurance, on health expenses, and we forget to add that to our taxes. By the way, in tax news, I believe they might postpone the April 15th deadline for taxes because of coronavirus. So there might be some, you know, hate to say this, some people might be benefiting from coronavirus. I know people are investing in stocks. It's crazy. Always seems to happen. So, all right. So, Publication 502, and I'm going to post this up on my Twitter and Facebook so you guys can check it out. But basically, let's say you made $100,000 last year. This year, it's going to change next year. It's going to go up to 10%. But this year, 7.5% of your income can be, shall we say, separated out, and anything you spent above that for medical can be written off. So what that means is, let's say you made $100,000 last year, and you spent, let's say, $10,000 on medical expenses. Well, 7.5% of that is $7,500. Okay, you can't write that $7,500 off. But that $7,500 to the $10,000, that $2,500, you can write off. So I had about 4 pap smears last year. I don't know what the heck I had. I don't know if I hit that amount. But there's a lot of little things that you might have done, like, you know, house refurbishments. There's actually some cool stuff. By the way, also your dependents count on this too. So if you have a couple kids, they had medical expenses and surgeries and things like that, that all adds up. If you're taking care of your mom or your dad, those all add up. And a lot of you guys don't have an accountant. Most CPAs and accountants will remind you about this. But for those of you doing your own taxes, don't forget to look at all this stuff. So, okay, when we look at some of the medical expenses, oh yeah, don't forget your spouse, okay? Any of your dependents, and they kind of list which of your dependents, you know, but then or a qualifying child that you take care of, adopted children, and then qualifying relatives. So certain qualifying relatives could count. So I'm not going to go through all this, but I'm going to definitely, you know, give you guys the link. So what sort of medical expenses are deductible? Abortions. If you had a legal abortion, you could deduct it. I don't know. There's this one lady who I guess was advertising that she had 21 abortions. It's a lot. She would probably get a decent tax deduction. Acupuncture. You can write off acupuncture. That's pretty cool. If you suffer from alcoholism and you had expenses that had to do with that, rehab, etc., you can write that off. Your ambulance, you can. Annual physical exam, your annual physical might be able to be written off. Again, see, what you do is you accrue all these, and if they're over that 7.5%, so like, for example, if you make $200,000 a year, then that would be $15,000, whatever was above the $15,000 you put towards your medical expenses. If you have an artificial limb, if you have artificial teeth, bandages. How many of you guys have bought bandages? Now, I understand they might be $5 a box, but if, you know, one of you had, let's say, a rectal abscess and you had to keep, you know, dealing with the draining and the gauze and all that, takes a lot of gauze, that adds up. So count that. Birth control pills, any sort of body scan, Braille, breast pump and supplies. So if you're breastfeeding and you had to buy a breast pump, that counts. I hated breast pumps. Those were, gosh, so, you know, you just had a baby. You're big, you feel like a cow, and then you go and have to milk yourself. It's not the easiest thing. If you had breast reconstruction surgery, not plastic surgery, but if your breasts had to be reconstructed because of cancer, that all gets written off, and that's a lot. Capital expenses. Now, I broke this down in my article. These are things you had to do to change things up in your home. So if any of you have an older individual at your house and you had to do ramps or widen, I need our front door widened a little bit. Wide load. It's because of the groceries. I have a lot of groceries. But if you have to, you know, install railings, things for the shower, I want to get a toilet. Sometimes my knee bothers me, so I want a toilet where you don't have to, like, bend so low, where I could just kind of stand and sit like that, and then I could pee, and then I don't have to get up too hard with my knee. So if I bought a toilet extender, that would help. If you modified your stairways, changing the grading, there's so many things that a lot of us do to our house, you know, to help us from a medical standpoint, those could count. So huge expenses, all right? Let me see here. Car, you could deduct 20 cents a mile. All these doctor visits, hospital visits, trip to PT, rehab, boom, your mileage. You got to document it, though. But 20 cents a mile, that adds up. Let's say you had to design the car. Okay, remember the Millennium Falcon had to be retrofitted or kind of, you know, refitted because Chewbacca and Harrison Ford, you know, wanted to be in the same Millennium Falcon, but, you know, they're older now. Any of those modifications tax deductible. All right? Your chiropractor. Yay! I'm married to a chiropractor. He's so handsome and burly. Your chiropractor. Deductible. Christian Science practitioner. Contact lenses. You know how much we spend in contact lenses for my kids? One of them, contact lenses. Crutches. Dental treatment. Certain diagnostic devices that you need. Like, you know, your diabetic monitor. Your glucometer, things like that, if you need a pulse ox. Drug addiction, eye exam, eyeglasses. Gosh, we spent so much on eyeglasses. Eye surgery, but I don't think it accounts LASIK. If you had fertility enhancement, if you have a guide dog, if you guys have a guide dog or possibly a service animal, all that could be deductible. That's huge. You know, you got to get the dog qualified, but that counts. Hearing aids. Hearing aids are huge. Certain home improvements, we talked about hospital services. Insurance premiums could be deductible, depending on how it works with your employer. And insurance premiums are pretty high. Medicare ABD, unused sick leave to pay premiums. Did you guys know you could write that off? See, I'm teaching you guys. Maybe I should have been a CPA. I don't know. Let me see what else they got here. Laboratory fees, lactation expenses, lead-based paint removal. You hate the paint in your house. You think there's lead. Get rid of it. It's tax deductible. Learning disability, legal fees. Legal fees that I guess has to do with like guardianship and estate and things like that, that might be tax deductible. Just don't quote me on that. Let's say you had to go to Mayo Clinic or you had to go and have surgery somewhere and you had to stay in a hotel in Arizona, or at, you went to UCLA and you had to go to LA or whatever. You could deduct the hotel, you could deduct the food, you could deduct the transportation. Now, I mean, it can't be Ritz-Carlton, but you can still deduct it. Long-term care, deductible, let me see what else here. Sorry, I'm just going through a medical conference. I go to those. A lot of your medicines. How much do you spend on medicines a year? Nursing home, nursing services, optometry, osteopath, oxygen, pregnancy test kits. Pregnancy tests are like $17 a pop now. Pregnancy prosthesis, your psychologist, special education, sterilization. If you're trying to stop smoking, certain surgeries, telephone, if you have a certain telephone or a certain TV because of vision or hearing impaired, you can write that off. Therapy, transplants, other forms of transportation like your bus, your Uber, those things you could write off. We talked about car expenses, tuition. There's certain tuition that, like, if you have to go and train, I guess, on, you know, certain medical things, you get to write that off. Vasectomy could be written off. Certain weight loss programs. Wheelchair, wig, x-ray. Okay, good stuff. But what can't you write off? Well, you can't write off babysitting. You can't write off controlled substances. So you might be able to write off the Tylenol. You can't write off the Lortab. Nah, I get that. Can't write off cosmetic surgery. You can't write off dancing lessons. Okay? So if I want to learn pole dancing, you know, to tighten my core, I can't write that off. Diaper service, you can't write off. Electrolysis of hair removal, can't do that. You can't write off gym memberships. You can't write off, certain household help. You could write off maybe nursing, but if they're not technically, shall we say, licensed, you might not be able to write that off. Maternity clothes. It's a lot of money, you know, that we spend on maternity clothes and then we can't wear them again, but, you know, can't write that off. Non-prescription drugs and medicines. So it looks like maybe the Tylenol you can't. Teeth whitening. Swimming lessons. All right. So hope I taught you guys something. So take that to your accountant. All right? All right. 1-877-DOLLY.
Yeah. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has just learned his fate. After being found guilty of raping one woman and committing a criminal sex act on a second, a judge ruling a short time ago that Weinstein will spend 23 years in jail. The number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. now up to at least 1,030, according to the CDC. Most of those U.S. cases have been in New York State and Washington State. The coronavirus frenzy continuing to send Wall Street into a frenzy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 1,000 points at times in morning trading. In fact, all three major stock indexes have been down about 3% or more, the free fall coming a day after the markets had recouped about half of their record losses back on Monday. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's give you guys the latest on coronavirus. Total worldwide cases is right now at 122,229. I don't want to officially say it's staving off, because we're about to get a huge hike in U.S. cases because now they're finally testing. So we have to look at that number cautiously, even though it doesn't seem to be rising exponentially like it has been. It's again an underestimation, okay? 4,386 deaths. over 66,988 have recovered. So 67,000 people recovering, which is great. Great, great sign. China still leads the pack with 80,790 cases. They had 36 new cases in the last 24 hours, 22 new deaths with a death toll of 3,158. Italy is a very is at second place, but at 10,149 cases, 631 deaths. We're watching very closely their containment efforts, and in the last 24 hours, I don't believe we've had any new cases or new deaths. Iran, 9,000 cases, 354 deaths. South Korea comes in fourth at 7,700 cases. Of course, North Korea, no news there. You know, I think North Korea is still trying to say that they, you know, don't have any cases. But, you know, then again, somebody told me, you know, North Korea pretty much, you know, kind of has it. Their country locked down. So maybe, and if people aren't really visiting North Korea, there's a chance that maybe North Korea is coronavirus free. We'll see. But South Korea, 7,700 cases, 60 deaths. Spain, 2,100 cases, 49 deaths. Germany, 1,800 cases, 3 deaths. France, 1,700, 33 deaths. The USA, now we're up to 1,016 cases, 31 total deaths. Again, not getting a lot of scoop, you know, as to who is, where these patients are in terms of, you know, medical conditions. I am not surprised if some of them are younger. We saw in China some were younger. There was a PA who was, I guess, being interviewed online while he was, you know, going through treatment, and he was, it looks like, set up to like a BiPAP or a that puts air, you know, into his lungs and oxygen. So, you know, we are seeing this affect younger people, but would really like to hear the numbers, because apparently the majority of them are older, more men than women, but I don't know if that's like a 60-40. Again, we're still waiting for, you know, more scoop. Diamond Princess. No new cases. Hopefully they've stalled at the 696, 7 deaths. As you know, the Diamond Princess had to be docked in Japan. People, I think there were originally 20-some cases, and then people had to stay in quarantine on the ship. Eventually, disease spread. Switzerland's in the mix with 652 cases, 4 deaths. Japan, 587 cases, 12 deaths, nothing new. Japan definitely wants to curb this as quickly as possible because the Olympics are coming. Netherlands, and obviously for other reasons too. Netherlands, 503 cases. Sweden, 477 cases. Norway, 463. The UK, 456. Denmark, 340. Belgium, 314. Qatar, 262. Austria, 206. Bahrain, 189. Singapore, 178. Malaysia, 149 cases. Australia, 127 cases. Australia, I have to admit, has been doing a pretty good job. Australia was one of the first continents that started to be affected with this. And for them to kind of hold their own at 127 cases, they've been, I think, doing a pretty good job. You might want to see what they're doing. Hong Kong, 126 cases. Canada, 99. Greece, 99. Iceland, 85. Israel, 79. UAE, 74. Kuwait, 72. Iraq, 71. India, 69. Egypt, 60. So, the majority of countries have at least some cases. Cambodia, 3. Channel Islands, 2. And then, you know, there's a case in Turkey, case in, you know, Jamaica. Jamaica, 1 case in Vatican City. So, it's been spreading, still not, I believe, called pandemic yet, based on the numbers, but frightening to the point that America is strongly considering containment efforts, and New York is going to have a containment zone. They're going to have a zone where in a New York county, it is going to shut down for 2 weeks and undergo cleaning. It's in New York's New Rochelle. They're going to close for 2 weeks starting tomorrow, in an effort to contain the spread. In a news briefing Tuesday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said the area had a radius of 1 mile surrounding a so-called hot spot of COVID-19 cases. So schools and facilities, including some businesses such as large gathering places or those that bring large quantities of people together, are going to close for 2 weeks. Officials are going to sanitize the area. Cuomo added that the National Guard would be assisting the sanitation efforts, and Northwell Health was setting up satellite testing facility in the area. However, if you live there, you can still come and go as you please. So I'm not really sure if that's going to nullify some of the containment efforts, but people need to live there. But you see how we are dangerously close to government saying you stay home. Cuomo said people living there, however, would be able to come and go as needed. New Rochelle at this point is probably the largest cluster in the United States of these cases. 10 new cases were in the area, bringing the total to 108. He said it's a significant issue for us. So New Rochelle Mayor Noam Branson asserted in a news conference that the one-mile radius containment zone was not under quarantine, with people free to come and go as they please. The pause in large gatherings would affect places of worship, country clubs, and both public and private schools. Nursing homes in the city will temporarily suspend outside visitors, and the city senior centers will be closed until further notice. Now, you know, some of you are kind of listening to this going, okay, yada, yada, yada. Just stop for a second here. You have a relative, a loved one in the nursing home, and you can't visit them. And not a lot of them have long life longevity. I mean, you know, there's possibilities that, you know, people will lose their loved one, you know, as time progresses, and they didn't get to be there. They didn't get to be at their bedside. They didn't get to see them. We look at this from an outside lens, you know, and I know I made jokes yesterday, you know, and even to my mom, you know, my mom's like, oh, when can I see you guys, you know? And I'm like, sorry, coronavirus. We need to, like, stay away from each other for the next 4 months. I've been suggesting that everybody avoids everybody for 4 months. She just didn't buy it. I don't have coronavirus, but, you know, I tried to pretend I did, so, you know, I didn't have to hang out with my mom. I love my mom, though. But, you know, that's some significant stuff. And then, you know, when you have people in the nursing homes or senior centers, they look forward to seeing the grandkids and their loved ones and all that. And I get, you know, we're in the midst of an epidemic, and, I mean, I would have liked to see this sort of diligence during flu season. You know, and you know, there's been 31 deaths across the United States. Grandkids can't see the grandma. That's some serious stuff. Branson said that the National Guard is going to be deployed to the city soon, urged people not to be uneasy about their presence in neighborhoods as the Guard was not there on a military mission. He said the Guard would be helping the city address the outbreak, including delivering meals to students qualifying for free or reduced lunch, but under quarantine or facing school cancellation. So you have a lot of people that, go to school and they, you know, they rely on those meals. And so if schools are, if the schools are closed, then that's an issue. So, that's why, I mean, you know, Godspeed to all these local communities trying to figure out, you know, what the heck to do. Seeing how New York handles, New Rochelle area, of course, how they handle a containment zone will kind of dictate if other communities are going to follow. And I know a lot of people in my neck of the woods are scared to death of being forced to stay in an area, be at home, and all that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a little bit of breaking news. Finally, the World Health Organization has upgraded the coronavirus epidemic to pandemic. We'll tell you what that means in a few. But, I was just in the previous segment going, God, you know, this is a pandemic. But they won't call it that yet. I think the reason why, and we talked about this, was how with an epidemic, that means you are able to contain it. You are able to quarantine, isolate, contain, stop global spread. But it has globally spread. And they wanted to kind of, you know, slow down on media panic and, you know, stock markets dropping and all sorts of other stuff. And they had to, you know, wait until they finally, you know, said, okay, now here we are, it's pandemic. So, we'll kind of, you know, as we get more news on this, it's just a breaking news story that finally World Health Organization has labeled as a pandemic. What does that mean? Well, it means that, you know, all countries are going to now have to be on alert. More money has to be spent on the American front. Apparently, Chuck Schumer and other senators are asking Trump to issue a national emergency declaration for the coronavirus pandemic. They want to use, they want the Federal Emergency Management Agency to use more than $40 billion from the Disaster Relief Fund to assist local state government and their response to the coronavirus. And I keep getting asked, why now? Why all the hysteria when flu kills more? And, it's liability, it's economy, it's panic. You know, we've had 31 people die in the United States, which is a lot of people. Nowhere near the 20,000 that got killed by flu this year. And it's in the media and in the government, we do kind of pick and choose our crises. Blood donation, blood shortages, that's a huge crisis. That is a very panicky crisis. I would think a blood shortage would be enough to mess with the stock market. But no, nobody talks about it, so nobody panics about it. And we move on with no panic. Then the markets stay, you know, solvent. Markets stay solid. And, you know, we're going to be having the American Red Cross on to kind of talk about how, you know, we need blood like now. And so, we see this hysteria over the, you know, cases that are far. I mean, we have, millions of people affected by the flu. And yes, this 123,000 is a lot, you know, and I understand it could get worse, but you have, I mean, we are talking about shutting down schools, shutting down. Now, the only reason why I'm not, you know, balking at it too much is because I want the flu deaths to end. And so if us going on lockdown and doing restrictions, you know, will just kind of stop thousands of people from dying from the flu too, I'll support this for coronavirus. And I tell you, though, I was on Amazon yesterday, and I tried to buy toilet paper. It was ridiculous. And the toilet paper that I was able to buy was expensive. So I bought Kleenex. You could wipe with Kleenex. I bought Kleenex. And I I forgot to buy baby wipes. I wanted to buy baby wipes. And I bought some beef jerky. I bought some mac and cheese. I bought some juice that didn't have to be refrigerated. So I'm starting to stock up on supplies because, if they need to contain, they need to contain. And, you know, one way to, you know, stop the spread of a virus is containment. And, you know, not one person can say, look, guys, you know, I know it's a bad virus and I know it's, you know, spreading and, you know, it's a, you know, but the problem is it is affecting young people, too. It's affecting old people. It's spread easily between others, and it's new, and it's unpredictable. So should we be hysterical and panicking? No. Should we, though, be diligent and look at containment efforts and containment zones and closing schools down? Yeah. I mean, if we're trying to contain a new virus, it's kind of what you have to do. That's why you don't really hear the medical community go, nah, we can blow this off. And nobody's going to say that because somebody dies, then that death, you know, gets, blamed on them. So, you know, people are dying from this. We have 4,800 total deaths. That's a lot of that's thousands of people dying of this coronavirus. It does pales in comparison to flu. But if our diligence now in infection control can, you know, stop flu spread, then I, you know, I'll also support it. We'll talk more about what, like, Harvard is now doing, too. But let's go to the other breaking news. The other breaking news is Harvey Weinstein has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for his sex crimes. This is huge for the Me Too movement. Harvey Weinstein, 67 years old, was sentenced today in New York for 23 years for his criminal sex act charges for forcibly performing oral sex on a production assistant, Mimi Haley. Was sentenced to 3 years for third-degree rape on an attack of Jessica Mann in 2013. And he, I believe, was in a wheelchair when the sentence was out. Mann, Haley, and four other accusers were in court. They were sobbing and hugging each other after the sentence was read. The Mimi Haley sex act charge gave him 20 years, three for the other, for the third-degree rape of Jessica Mann. And I think he got off easy with this 23 years. Judge James Burke said Weinstein has to serve the sentences consecutively, sentenced him to 5 years post-release supervision for each charge. He kind of was blank-faced, was wheeled out of the courtroom, and now has to, pay his crime. He was a huge influential Hollywood producer. We talked about this. And apparently tried to get away with, swapping roles and Hollywood opportunities for sex. There's been rumors that many people were able to benefit from those arrangements. Others horribly traumatized. You know, and, it's interesting. Whenever you've been assaulted, and, you know, it's happened to me, it's happened to a lot of us. You know, it's really hard to face the accuser because you can't get it back. You know, when they get, you know, I know it's kind of hard for everybody to kind of imagine, but, you know, somebody grabs you or does something to you, you know, or steals from you, right? And you want to, there's no way you could get that back. You want to get it back. You want to take revenge. But the guy's bigger than you. You know, or the burglar is long gone. You know, when you get screwed over, whether it's literally or figuratively, you want to get them back. And it's really hard to do eye for an eye with that. Because when it comes to assault, it's so personal. You know, because I was thinking, you know, I should go up to the person that did this to me because I knew him afterwards. And I, you know, it was just somebody I couldn't. Nobody would believe me if I said anything, so I didn't. And I wanted to basically tear, right, off the body part that was involved. And I realized that still wouldn't equate to how I felt. So it's troubling, you know, and so, seeing somebody finally go down for this, you know, 23 years, it's not going to, it's just like, you know, losing a loved one, you know, nothing's going to get that loved one back. You know, so it's definitely a move in the right direction for, you know, justice to finally take over. Apparently there's, you know, too many predators out there, you know, but, you know, we also on the other side need people not allowing predators to take advantage of others by going, you know what, I'm going to let it work for me. Because once they think it works for one, you know, we need to kind of turn around and go, you know, you even touch us, you know, we're going to blow you up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Rebel.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.